Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine. Anatole Levin in Shanghai discussing the news items from Ukraine that are unusual. Ukraine forces reporting attacking into Russia. Vladimir Putin says major provocation. This following within days, the first F-16s arriving in Kyiv. However, Anatole tells me that Russia is planning on one more big push in the fall to move the negotiation table and claim the territory it occupies, and whatever after that is negotiating a ceasefire, a demobilization, never join NATO talk. The question is asked by Anatole, what about that we will review our war aims in 45 days promise when the $61 billion was passed by Congress in the springtime? It has yet to be delivered. We then asked the question, Shoigu in Tehran, why is the former defense minister, now National Security Council, traveling to meet the new president of Iran? Business? Selling missiles? Buying drones? Unknown. Scholar report on China's two-year-long recession continuing and deepening. There's a global recession. China won't admit it. You can see it in the numbers. And by the way, the numbers are untrustworthy, so you can see it in the untrustworthy numbers as well. Venezuela. Mary Anastasia O'Grady profiles the Maduro regime's challenge, which is to use lawfare and terror and brutality in order to stave the opposition's momentum, with so many nations in Americas, led by Argentina, in Europe, led by France and Germany, and in certainly America, condemning the Maduro regime as illegitimate. Then a conversation about the threat to Israel by Iran and by the Hezbollah in Beirut. I speak with several voices, Ray Takei of the Council on Foreign Relations, John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Alan Mendoza of the Henry Jackson Society from London, and Jonathan Conricus, retired lieutenant colonel in the IDF, now a spokesperson for the IDF, traveling in America, all to the point that Israel will not attack or preempt, waiting for the threatened attack by both from the north, Hezbollah, and the east, Iran. Nagasaki. I speak with Charles Pellegrino about the boxcar, the B-29 that carried the plutonium bomb, Fat Man, and was originally aimed at Kakura on the northern Japanese coast, northeastern coast. But because there was no visibility of the target, and Charles Sweeney, the captain of boxcar, was told he couldn't drop it unless he had visuals, there was no visibility because the firebombing the night before had burned so many buildings, the smoke had drifted over the target. Was essentially a naval base. Sweeney diverted to the secondary, which was Nagasaki, and dropped the bomb that he was fearful he'd have to drop, knowing that Nagasaki was filled with schools and the largest Christian population in Japan. I also talked to Charles Pellegrino about the people on the ground and what happened to them. There are several images that are horrible. The one that I write up tonight, but spoke of Charlie earlier today, was what it did to horses. Degloving and horses running through Nagasaki on fire. Using an atomic weapon on a civilian population is unacceptable conduct. Charlie reminds all of us that when President Truman, who made the decision, was told what happened, he said he would never have dropped the third bomb, he said. And then a conversation with Josh Rogan of the Washington Post about Tim Walz, the newly named, the governor of Minnesota, but the newly named candidate for the vice presidency, and his long experience dating from 1989 as a teacher in China and then in Congress as a person part of the human rights delegation appointed by Congress, confronting China's human rights violations. He's quite skillful and knows a great deal about the People's Republic of China and deals with it as an adversary, but not as someone who can't be dealt with, I'm told by Josh Rogan. And then a conversation with Ben Mentalibu again about the Ayatollah, this time about succession, the Ayatollah's 85. The decision that is made to attack or not attack Israel may very well influence the succession struggle for the Ayatollah. And Venezuela with Professor Avanelis of the U.S. Army War College. What's happened? The Maduro regime has decided to arrest and brutalize the opposition leadership. So Edmundo González Urrutia is hiding, so is Maria Corina Machado, and many middle-level leaders of the opposition are in hiding or have some have been detained. There are arrests every night. Mary gave me the number. Mary O'Grady gave me the number of 2,000. I last had 1,200. I discuss all this with Evan Ellis, and then we discuss how the three big partners of the Maduro regime, at least to this point, Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico, are reacting to the global condemnation of Maduro for corrupting the vote. Also a conversation about the U.S. and the EU refusing to accept Maduro. Finally, a note about the fires in the Amazon, worse now than at any time since 2005. That's part of what's on tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.